but it's still defeated. There may be some difficulties. There may be some problems. Undoubtedly, there is. But there is also a victory that's unconquerable by any set of circumstances that this life can throw at a born-again believer. Our faith is not in our life going well. Our faith is in the resurrection. And the resurrection is a person. And the person is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is God Almighty. That's where we have our faith. We will not be moved. We will not be deterred. We will not retract. We will not go back. We will not turn around. But we are moving ahead in 2026 full steam, full power, with the glory of God resting upon you. In your trouble, your light is shining brighter today than it ever has. And I believe that. And I just think today we would be remiss if we didn't start off as a body of believers, as a whole, every one of us together this morning, young and old alike, all of us just come into the altar this morning. Let's gather around the altar. Let's thank God for what he did in 25, the way he preserved and the way he kept and the way he blessed, and for what he's going to do in the year of 2026. For my family, for my children, my wife, my husband, my son, my daughter, my church, my community, my brother, my sister, my neighbor, my enemy. We're just going to talk to God a few minutes. We're going to ask God to bless Calvary Temple in this coming year of 2026, realizing that we are nothing, that we can do nothing, that we are impotent, that we are empty vessels, that we are nothing and no one without God. And we're going to invite the power and the presence of God Almighty into this church, not for one service, but every service, every day, for every family, every individual, every person, that God will move in this place. So all I want you to do is just talk to God a minute. Lift your hands, take a knee, whatever you prefer, whatever you want to do. Gather in the altar, stand or kneel. It's up to you. We're just going to talk to God. We're going to acknowledge our weakness, his strength. We're going to acknowledge our need for his mercy. We're going to acknowledge our need for his direction and his wisdom and his leadership. We are nothing without Christ. I don't want to be a religious organization gathering here three times a week. I want this to be a place where God is seen, where souls are saved, where the gospel is preached, where needs are met in the mighty name of Jesus. So just take a few minutes. Take a minute. Talk to God. We're just going to pray for just a minute. We're going to dedicate. Let's dedicate 2026 to Jesus Christ. Let's dedicate our walk with Christ. Dedicate, rededicate, recommit, reaffirm to the Lord Jesus. He is ours. We are his. We seek for nothing else. We want the kingdom first, and then everything else will be added to us. Help us this year, Father, to have a greater hunger and a greater desire for God and the things of God. Help us to be awake and alert and realize the time is short. The night is fast approaching. No man shall be able to work. Help all of us to lay aside our games and gimmicks, Lord, and pretense, and let us become real in our walk with God more than we were in 2025. Just talk to God. Have a prayer.